The Bush administration will soon unveil a new national threat advisory system. The move follows complaints that earlier alerts about possible terrorist attacks were too vague to be of much use. Officials want to give state and local emergency personnel, as well as the public, more information about how serious the threat is and what they should do about it. But they admit that coming up with an effective warning is extremely complicated. NPR's Pam Fessler has this report.
There's little disagreement that the four general alerts issued by the government after September 11th haven't been very effective. Here's Attorney General John Ashcroft in October.
The administration has concluded, based on information developed, that there may be additional terrorist attacks within the United States and against United States interests over the next week. The administration views this information as credible, but unfortunately it does not contain specific information as to the type of attack or specific targets.
And that left Patrick Sullivan, the sheriff of Arapahoe County, Colorado, wondering.
Do we go to 12-hour shifts? Do we staff up? Do we assign off-duty personnel to some sensitive locations for security?
Sullivan said he didn't receive the information he really needed, so like many local officials, he didn't do anything special.
We're kind of shooting in the dark on some of these more recent alerts on how much of a response we should have and what do we protect.
But Sullivan and other officials should be getting what they want soon. The Office of Homeland Security has been working with federal agencies and state and local officials to come up with a new national alert system. Homeland Security Director Tom Ridge says it will distinguish between different kinds of threats and give officials and the public guidance on what to do. The office is looking at a five-step plan that would assign a level of seriousness to the threat, similar to what the National Weather Service already does. Officials say the new alert system is only the initial phase in developing an effective warning structure. Mike Lindell, the director of the Hazard Reduction and Recovery Center at Texas A&M University, says that's good because no alert system is perfect.
What you do is you work at it over a long period of time.
And that means applying the lessons that have been learned from how other warning systems have worked over the years.
In very complex cases, things like hurricanes, toxic chemical spills, nuclear power plant accidents, people go through a series of warning response phases.
Lindell says, first of all, people want alerts that are accessible. Not everyone watches TV and listens to the radio, or for that matter, speaks English. So how the alert is issued is crucial. He says the warnings should also come from multiple sources. Past experience shows that most people want warnings about potential disasters to be corroborated, say by local officials, before they act.
The next step is that they have to personalize the message. They have to think that this warning applies to me. I am at risk, or people that I love are at risk, or my property is at risk.
If people don't feel threatened, he says, they're unlikely to respond, as happened after the latest terrorism alerts. Art Botterell is with the Partnership for Public Warning, a new nonprofit group trying to come up with a better warning system for all kinds of disasters. He says public expectation is also a big factor.
It's entirely possible to have a warning system that behaves exactly as it was designed to do, but that still leaves people feeling dissatisfied because it didn't do what they expected it to do.
And that means the Office of Homeland Security and other agencies will have to educate the public about the limits of the government's ability to predict a terrorist attack. Botterell says that will take time, but it can be done.
Look, the National Weather Service issues weather warnings about things that, from most individuals' point of view, never come to pass. Now, does that mean that the Weather Service's credibility has been undermined? No, because my expectations have been educated over time, and I understand the uncertainties involved.
Also to be worked out is what the public, as well as local and state officials, will be told to do in response to any alert, and whether, in fact, they'll do it. The history of public warnings is filled with examples of people told about potential disaster who decide to take a chance and sit out the storm. Pam Fessler, NPR News, Washington.